Get ready to advance your medical career with the Nursing Assistant Podcast, where we bring in healthcare experts to discuss education, training, and job opportunities for CNAs and medical assistants. Now, here's your host, Patricia Laramie.
Hello, Nursing Assistants Guides listeners. Welcome to today's show. I'm your host, Patricia Laramie, RN, and some of you may know me as Nurse Patty from 4-Year CNA. And I'm here to help you explore new topics, resources, education opportunities, and career tracks that are relevant to today's nursing assistants and medical assistants, and those that are considering healthcare as a career option. Today, I would like to welcome Jamie Davis from Nursing Notes Live. Jamie is an RN, educator, author, entrepreneur, media personality, and world-recognized podcast host, with several podcasts for different audiences, including nursing and emergency personnel, like paramedics and EMTs. So welcome, Jamie.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, we're so happy you could make it. So to start off with, can you tell me where you're located at?
I'm actually located in Maryland, right up the I-95 corridor, about halfway between Baltimore and Philadelphia.
Oh, wow. What a fascinating place to be. I understand that you're an RN, but that's not really where you started your career. Can you tell me a little bit about your own personal nursing journey?
Well, I started actually in my career in healthcare as a paramedic and worked in my local region as a paramedic, riding in the local ambulance service, and became very active with that service, eventually becoming the chief of EMS for the area. Then someone told me once that a nurse actually in the ER told me that I took care of my patients the same way nurses took care of their patients, which I took as high praise. And it's what one of the things that spurred me to eventually move on and get my nursing degree. So that's what kind of moved me forward into the nursing field. And I'm really glad I did, because it opened up even more opportunities and avenues for a career advancement that I didn't have as a paramedic.
There are so many different varied careers in nursing, and it really is amazing where that one license can take you. You didn't really start out your working career, though, as a paramedic. Did you have a career in communications as well?
I did, actually. My original degree was in communications, and I worked as a sound engineer for film and television in the Baltimore, Washington market. Did sports and things for baseball and football games, for instance, covered things in the capital region, had Senate press passes for a while to cover things in the federal government. So, you know, that was what I did for a long time before I got into the healthcare side of things. And that kind of actually helped me out later on when I started looking at doing podcasts, because I had that previous experience in that field and in journalism, and was able to springboard that with my healthcare background into opening some healthcare podcasts.
Wow, that's absolutely fascinating. So considering your background in communications, which at first seems totally unrelated to healthcare, do you feel that this background gave you some strengths to draw on in nursing?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, I was an entrepreneur. I was a self-employed, what they call freelance sound engineer. So I had to really have the skills necessary to run a business, which includes things that we hear about in nursing all the time, like prioritization and multitasking and being able to have that attention to detail to get things done, especially when you're dealing with multiple clients in that situation. So those things really, really carried over into my nursing background. And I think that this is an important point, because there are a lot of people moving into healthcare now that had a previous career doing something else. And it could be anything from, you know, food service and retail to all the way up to maybe working as an office manager or something like that and beyond. And every one of those jobs that you've had in your past can really lend something very valuable to your nursing profession and your nursing skill set.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. That's such powerful advice, because everybody in healthcare approaches problems from a different point of view. And by utilizing the strengths of all the team members, we're able to get a more comprehensive plan in place that would benefit the patient. So I absolutely agree with you. Can you tell me a little bit more? What is Nursing Notes Live and how did you get involved in this podcast?
Well, I've been doing several different podcasts on my own and in the nursing field and in the field for paramedics and other health professionals. And along the way, different conferences and things, I ran into some people from the Johnson & Johnson campaign for nursing, which many of you may know as some of those TV commercials about nurses you might see running in the evenings that kind of show a picture of what nursing really means and what nurses are really doing in the care for patients at the bedside. So I met them and they expressed an interest in starting their own podcast and asked me if I'd be interested in being the host for that program and helping them produce it. And I was very honored that they considered me for the job because this is a Fortune 500 company that supports this program and this initiative. And they were recognizing my background and the skill set I brought to the table to really take this podcast and move it forward to the next level. So we started Nursing Notes Live, I think about 6 or 7 years ago now. And it's been an opportunity to twice a month interview some of the top leaders in different fields of nursing. So we cover all of the nursing specialties. We talk to nurse entrepreneurs. We talk to nurse authors. We talk to nurse educators, school nurses, surgical nurses, ICU nurses, you name it. We talk to all of them and really try to get our fingers on the pulse of what's going on in each of those areas of nursing specialty.
Oh, that's a wonderful opportunity, not just for those that are thinking about getting into healthcare, but also those that are currently in healthcare to help identify the different specialties that they should consider for their own personal journey. And I love that opportunity. If you were considering a type of nursing, which one would pique your interest based on the interviews that you've done?
That's interesting because it seems like whatever I'm interviewing that month.
I can totally agree with that.
I'm talking to these people that are just super passionate about what they do. And so I get a sense of the opportunity and the opportunities really to take care of patients in a very special way in that specialty, to impact healthcare in a variety of different directions, whether it's public health nursing or the bedside nursing or nurse management or nurse education. All of those fields really interest me. I guess, you know, my passion always started in emergency care and critical care. So I'd probably lean towards that specialty where I'm really looking at emergency medicine or critical care nursing fields.
And I can relate to that as well. I'm a very high energy nurse and I did a lot of time in critical care and ICU and I really enjoy the adrenaline of that particular modality. But I'm with you, you know, listening to the podcast myself, you know, each one I'm like, oh, maybe I should consider that. So that's very interesting. But you also have a background in nursing education as well. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, after I graduated from my local nursing program where I had attended while I was a paramedic and doing some other things, I was asked a few years later to come back and continue there as an instructor and an adjunct instructor at the program, which I was very happy and really kind of felt blessed that I was asked to come back in that capacity. So I teach introduction to pharmacology. I teach CPR and first aid to keep people fresh on their skills at that level. I also teach a social media and healthcare class that I actually put together the curriculum specifically for this program so that nurses could come out of school really understanding not only how to responsibly use social media, but also how to lend a skill set to what they do as nurses in a given facility where that facility might need someone to champion activism on social media for healthcare issues.
What an interesting course. And I think it's one that's so relevant in today's society. the different pitfalls, but also the different advantages to using social media, because nurses are educators, absolutely, and to have that platform to be able to spread your knowledge is so, so important. So as an educator, what advice would you give to somebody that may be considering going to nursing school?
I would say you need to really go for it. You know, this is one of those things where I think that if you have that passion inside of you to get into the nursing career field, whether it's as an RN or as a nursing assistant, even to consider moving forward in that career path and going for that type of opportunity. You know, there's great opportunities in the healthcare field in general right now. And I don't think that's going to diminish anytime in the near future. So there are roles there for you, especially as RNs and beyond, that are not the traditional bedside roles. So if you are interested in doing something even in the corporate field, there are many opportunities opening up all over the place for nurses in a variety of positions all over the corporate community out there, whether it's in a public health role or in an advisory role or some other creative application of your nursing skill set.
And I love that that's one of the things that Nursing Notes Live is dedicated to, is opening up a lot of these non-traditional nursing avenues for nurses to consider. A lot of people think of nurses and they just think of that bedside nurse, but there's so many other opportunities. And that's one of the things that I really do love about your podcast, is that it really highlights all of these different opportunities that are out there. But that's not the only podcast you do. So what are some other podcasts that you host?
Well, I host a program for disaster responders called the Disaster Podcast, which looks at different ongoing global and local national disasters that might be happening or have recently occurred. We also talk about preparedness issues. We talk about those issues regarding everything from the first responder on the street all the way up to the healthcare system and the public health system beyond that. So it really impacts people at all levels, because when a disaster strikes a community, as we saw during the hurricanes last year, that struck the Gulf Coast and the coast of Florida and Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, that it really has a widespread impact across the entire healthcare spectrum. So, you know, bedside nurses were impacted by these hurricanes and had to change the way they cared for their patients, and in many cases, often have to evacuate their patients to a different facility, sometimes hundreds of miles away. So these things are important to keep in mind, and that's why we do the Disaster Podcast, which I'm happy to host. I also work with some other folks doing a podcast called Innovations in Patient Care, which looks at innovations, obviously, in different healthcare aspects of direct patient care, so that you can listen to that show and apply some things. That show's currently on a hiatus. We do like seasons for that program. So if you check it out right now, you'll find some past episodes. More episodes will be coming soon in the near future. I do a show for paramedics and EMTs called the Medic Cast, which was the original podcast I started, and also the Nursing Show. I've done a show called Health Tech Weekly aimed at consumers, which focuses on just different short topics in healthcare technology, whether it's new ideas in how glucose monitoring happens for people with diabetes, all the way up to implantable biochips that'll help track somebody like a small child if they get lost, or even an Alzheimer's patient. So all those things are covered in the Health Tech Weekly program.
Wow, you certainly are extremely busy with all of those podcasts. Where would somebody go to find out more information about the different types of podcasts that you offer?
You can go and check out medicast.com. There's two C's in the middle there, so medicast.com. And there's a rotating banner right there at the top that has links to all of my different shows. As the banner slides by and you see one you like, you can click on it. Some of them are shows that have been recorded in the past and are still available as archives. Others are available as ongoing seasons that are maybe in hiatus now, but will be picked up again in a few months. Of course, Nursing Notes Live is over there, the Disaster Podcast and others. But you can all find those links over there. I also wanted to just point out the Nursing Notes Live program is part of the discovernursing.com program for the campaign for nursing. And so there's a lot of resources over there for nurses as well from the Johnson & Johnson campaign for nursing. So I urge people to check that out as a resource too.
Absolutely. And you'll be able to find those links in the show notes on nursingassistantguides.com as well. I'll have those in the show notes for you to link to. On top of all of this, and boy, you sound like an incredibly busy person, but on top of all this, you've actually managed to carve out some time for writing as well. And I understand that you're an author. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, somebody dared me to write a novel about 5 years ago, and there's a program every November called National Novel Writing Month where you're basically dared to write a novel in a month, basically a first draft of a novel inside of that 30 days of November. And it's called NaNoWriMo, and it's a lot of fun. And somebody pointed me to the link, and I went ahead and checked it out and decided, hey, I'll do this. What the heck? I've tried so many things in my life. Let's try writing. It turned out really well. And within a year or so, I had taken that first draft of that novel and turned it into a novel about paramedics for the supernatural and some of the things that they might run into in a type of fantasy environment. I've also written a nonfiction book called MedMath Simplified, which is basically a short dosing math primer for those people that, like me, are math challenged. And believe me when I say this, I'm very math challenged. So it's a book that allows you to really kind of figure out the best way to get to that safe dose for your patient. That's the correct dose that was ordered. It's a safe dose for the patient, and you make sure you've done the math correctly the whole way through the process. And it's short and sweet and to the point, and there's some practice tests involved in there as well. And it's been a very successful offering in several different programs in nursing, and paramedics offer it as a required textbook, actually, which I was surprised to see.
That's wonderful. And I know that nursing dose calculations are some of the most challenging tests that you'll go through in nursing school. I remember vividly. So having that additional resource to draw on for those of you who are getting ready to go to nursing school, take a note. That's going to be important to you. So we've covered so many different podcasts that you host, but let me ask you this. What do you think is your favorite part of hosting so many different types of podcasts?
Well, it really is the opportunity to meet people. One of the things I think that drew me to healthcare and then later to nursing was that I really enjoy meeting people. I like caring for people. I like learning about what's going on in their lives. I think that's why the nursing aspect of healthcare appeals to me so much, because I think already had a holistic view of just meeting people. And I applied that very quickly to my nursing practice. I take that into my podcasting as well, and love just interviewing all of these nurses and other healthcare professionals and have an opportunity to find out what they're doing and what they're excited about. And in turn, that gets me excited about those things as well. And I can hopefully pass on some of that excitement and knowledge to my audience as an opportunity, since they can't talk to these people themselves right away. They can get a sense of that conversation they might have with them by listening to the conversations I have with them.
And I would have to agree with you 100%. As somebody brand new to podcasting myself, I can tell you that really is my favorite part of doing this, is just meeting the wide variety of people. And I've been really blessed to be able to do that in this position as well. And it's not something that I really expected to get into myself. So let me ask you finally, if someone were interested in developing a career like this, taking their own specific knowledge, whether it's in healthcare or somebody even aspiring to a career in healthcare, if somebody wanted to get into podcasting with their own unique views and take on life, what advice would you give them?
I think for people that want to start a podcast or think about starting a podcast, they really need to just go ahead and go for it. I know I said that earlier in context to getting into the nursing field, but it's really no different. If you're passionate about something, whatever your hobby might be, whether it's you like knitting or you like bicycle repair or you like dog training, whatever the case may be, there's an opportunity for you to share your voice and your passion and your own unique viewpoint about what it means to be involved in that hobby or that career or whatever your passion is. So I'd go ahead and jump in with both feet. There's tons of great resources out there, most of them free. If you don't have the money to pay for a podcasting course, that doesn't matter. There's tons of free resources out there just to get you started. And I would urge you to try it out and see what's out there for you to get your voice out there. So I hope you go ahead and do it and try podcasting.
What great advice for anyone thinking about entering a career in podcasting. Thank you so much for that. And Jamie, thank you so much for visiting with us today. We're so happy to learn about such a fascinating non-traditional nursing role. And we certainly want to thank you for sharing what you do with us today. Please consider visiting Jamie's website for more information. He can be found at nursingnoteslive.com, where you can listen to his nursing podcasts. And another website to visit to see all of his projects is medicast.com, M-E-D-I-C-C-A-S-T.com. And there you'll find links to all of his different podcasts and projects. So make sure you check that out. If you're unsure about where you fit in nursing, Nursing Notes Live is a great place to start, to really start to explore all the different career options that are available to you. So again, Jamie, thank you very much for being with us, and we hope to hear back from you soon. Have a great day. Our highlighted organization of the week this week is a Uniform Retailers Association, or URA, which probably sounds strange until you realize that they offer two scholarships for higher education in healthcare or medical business management. Eligible applicants include any customer or student recommended by a URA member store. So if you shop for scrubs at a local uniform retailer, find out if they're a member of the Uniform Retailers Association and if they would consider sponsoring your application for the scholarship. It never hurts to ask, especially with up to $2,000 available for students. So find your local URA store today. Thank you for joining me today on the Nursing Assistant Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, leave a review. For more information on today's show, please check out our show notes on nursingassistantguides.com/podcast. If you liked what you heard, share it with a friend or colleague. And as always, please subscribe to us on iTunes for more great content from today's nursing leaders.
Want to learn even more about the educational and career opportunities for nursing and medical assistants? Visit nursingassistantguides.com to access in-depth guides and recommended training programs designed to take your medical career to the next level. And we'll see you next time for another episode of the Nursing Assistant Podcast.